Hey everyone, welcome back to the All Things Gymnastics Podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brittany.
And this is the podcast where we talk about all things gymnastics. And this week we are so excited to be sitting down with rising Michigan senior Naomi Morrison. Naomi, of course, was a part of the team who won Michigan's first NCAA title in program history during her freshman year, and she's been a key part of Michigan's success ever since, with her amazing Yurchenko 1.5, her picture-perfect ginger on bars, and one of the best full-twisting double backs college gymnastics has ever seen. We are so excited to have Naomi on the show this week to chat about her incredible career so far and what the future has in store. So we hope you all enjoy, and please welcome to the show, Naomi Morrison. So how's your summer going?
It's going well. It's a little busy. Busy, but I'm learning a lot. So I'm doing an internship right now. So I'm juggling that, which is basically a 9-to-5. So then I have to find a way to weave in like practice and lifting with that. When I first started, I was like, this is the worst thing of my life. But now that I got a handle on things, I'm like, oh, this is terrible. I'm a full adult now.
So can you share what the internship is?
Yeah. So I'm working with Eli Lilly, so the pharmaceutical company. So I'm working in sales and I'm working in their diabetes unit. So I'm a sales rep for the summer.
Okay. So now is that internship in Ann Arbor or are you doing it back at home?
It was sort of hybrid. So I'm stationed in Ann Arbor right now, but there was a period where I was online for training and then I actually went to Indianapolis because that's where headquarters is and I did training there as well. So I've been all over the place, but right now I'm in Ann Arbor, so that's good.
And how many days a week is that?
5 days a week, Monday to Friday. Yeah.
Oh, so you're like really busy then.
I'm a businesswoman. I'm in business cash and everything.
Yeah. Love it. That really sounds like a full-time job. And then you're training on top of that. Like, do you ever just take days to chill or do you not have time to chill?
Weekends are my days to chill. Today is actually my day where I get to sleep in because I've been waking up at 5:30 almost every day. Oof. So, but honestly, I'm getting used to it. It's really nice if you wake up that early. It's like everything's still because nobody is up during that time. So it's like, this is actually really peaceful.
Well, and then your day feels so much longer. It feels like you can accomplish so much more because it feels like you have so many more hours in the day. Because I guess you kind of do when you wake up that early. Like the world is still sleeping and you're up getting going. So, I mean, that's a plus to it.
It is.
So I wanted to go back, I guess, when you first committed to Michigan, because I feel like you were initially committed to Oregon State, and I feel like that's something that not many people know. So I want to know, I guess, how did you coming to Michigan come to be? Why did you decide to make that switch? And I guess kind of talk about that process.
Yeah. So I committed to Oregon State I believe it was my sophomore year of high school, because back then rules were different. So colleges could reach out to girls as young as, I think I got my first letter in seventh grade. So that young. And at that time, like committing freshman, sophomore year, that was the norm. And that was really one of my only opportunities at the time. And I had two other teammates that were going there, and my coaches at my JO club, they loved the coaches at Oregon State, and so did I. They were phenomenal. So yeah, I committed because the people there were great. And I was like, okay, this, like, I know people that will be there. The coaches are awesome. I could really see myself here. And then going into my junior year of high school, it was national. So you guys know it's called DP Nationals now, but this was actually an error on my end and my coach's end, but you usually wear the dot on the back of your number if you're committed somewhere.
Oh.
We didn't put it on the back of my.
Okay, cool.
So I guess throughout the whole meet, thank the Lord, I had one of the best meets of my life. After that meet, my mom was like, what if I told you that other schools were interested in you? And I was like, excuse me? And in gymnastics, loyalty is a big thing. So I like freaked out for a half second. It was still in the arena, like the convention center that we're just in, just finished competing. And I like fell to the floor. I was like, okay, Naomi, get up. You cannot do this. Yeah. So after that, she's like, Michigan is interested in you. And I was like, okay, like that's awesome. But in my head, I was like, I can't do anything about that. I already said I gave these people my word and I can't go back on that. Yeah. And so I was like, that was it. And then I guess my dad behind my back was calling schools. We'll call Michigan and talk to Bev and Sherm and everyone. And they're like, yeah, like we're super interested in her. And I was like, okay, well, I can't just say no. I have to at least go and get a visit and see what that's about. So when I got on campus, everyone talks about the feeling that you'll get when you step on campus. And it's not a bash at Oregon State at all whatsoever. But when I stepped on Michigan's campus, I was like, this is it. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be. It was funny because we just drove up to the big house and I was just looking at a garage. It just had the block M on it. I was like, this is it. Haven't even seen anything. But I ended up loving the campus, loving the girls, loving the coaches. But on top of that, I loved just how it would have challenged me academically as well. Michigan has great academics, so I like that I didn't have to sacrifice one for the other. And I'm just so happy for the way that Michigan just has shaped me today into the not only the athlete but the person as well. So I'm happy that I took a leap of faith and was like, okay, let's try it out. Let's at least go and see. So
Yeah. Can I ask? So, when you went to nationals and all the coaches thought you weren't committed, was Michigan the only other school that reached out to you, or did like a couple other schools express interest in you as well?
There's one other school that I guess asked my coach about me. And then when my dad was reaching out to schools, he reached out to them as well, but I don't think he got through. So,
Okay. Yeah. So overall, how would you like rate your recruiting process? Because some people like it, they think it's fun, and then for some, it's kind of stressful. What was it for you?
yeah, honestly, mine wasn't stressful whatsoever. I think me being young too, I was like, oh, this is so cool, like college, next step. But yeah, I had a pleasant experience with it. The people that I met were all genuine. They're nice people. And even when I didn't, I guess, accept an offer from one school, they were never like rude to me or never bashed me and things like that. So I had a pleasant experience. So I'm very grateful for that.
So I want to walk through some of the highlights of your career, starting with your freshman year when you were part of the team that won the first national title ever for Michigan. Highlight of my life. I'm sure you already know. But is that something that when like you first started thinking about going to college, did you ever envision that you would get to be a part of a national championship team as well as a team that was doing it for the first time ever in program history? Is that something you ever thought you would do?
Honestly, no. I never thought that. I was just excited to be able to do gymnastics at the collegiate level. That was literally it. So, yeah, I never crossed my mind. Never was like, I need an NCAA trophy right now. Like, this is what I'm training for. So, yeah, not at all.
For that to happen in your freshman year is just wild. I couldn't even imagine being a freshman. There's so much to adjust to coming into college and, acclimating to college gymnastics. And then to have such a big moment happen so early in your career is just crazy.
Yeah, amazing.
Do you think about that moment often? Like, do you find yourself often like reflecting back on that?
Yeah, I always tell my teammate, the amazing Sierra Brooks, I'm like, I live for that moment. Like, I want to feel that cloud nine again. Like, I want to feel it every single day possible. And I was like, I will do anything to go back in that moment because I wish I could describe to you how cool it felt. I was just like, I don't know. It was like, I don't even know. It was so exciting. It was so awesome. It was like almost like disbelief, but also like you're proud of yourself as well.
Yeah.
I literally cloud nine and more. So it was, I think about it all the time.
Do you feel like that moment put pressure on, not just for you, but even your teammates, if you could speak kind of in general to the Michigan team? Do you feel like that moment put pressure on you guys going forward to kind of live up to that expectation that you set?
Yeah, I don't even think just for our team, but anyone who's been at the top. You're going to go into your next season knowing that, hey, I literally achieved what we're all training for, and you can't act like people don't know that, and you can't act like you've never done it. So, yeah, it does put pressure on you, but it's all how you react to that pressure, you know? You can't be like, okay, every time I go into a competition, every time I go out to train, I need to prove to these people that I'm the same person, we're the same team that we were last year when we won. No, it's a new team, new opportunities, new year. So it's like what you do with that pressure. Do I crack under it? Or are you like, okay, wait, hold up. They know that we're good. Let's just show them how good we are. Let's have fun with it. So, yes, there is pressure, but it's about what you do with that pressure, if that makes sense.
So that following year, your sophomore year, you really had a breakout year. You started doing all around. You were posting really high scores on all of the events, like 99 plus almost every single week. Very, very high scores. So what do you think clicked for you between your freshman season and your sophomore season to see like almost such a glow up from you?
Yeah, I remember talking about this with you guys when we did the inside gym thing, but after my freshman season, yes, I was happy that we won a national championship, but I only did vault that year primarily. And I wasn't upset with myself, but I knew that there was more in me and I knew that I was better than just my vault. So after that, it wasn't even, okay, let me show everyone who I am. It's like, no, Naomi, like, you know, you're as good as you believe you are. put it out on the floor, put it out on the floor. So after nationals, I was already looking up floor music. I was already going back into the gym. I was already training just because I just wanted to get better. And I'm so obsessed with growth and seeing my potential and coming into that. So I was like, I can't stop myself from reaching the potential that I want to. So I think I was just driven to be the best that I could possibly be.
Yeah. And so that same year, you guys had the meet at Rutgers. I'm sure you know what I'm about to bring up. That moment where there was just so many tens in a row that the entire gym turnout exploded pretty much. So it started out with Gabby on floor. Then you guys went to vault. Raina got a 10 in the lead-up spot on vault. High school, I think, was next. Then Nat, or I mean, that may have been backwards, but basically there was all those tens in a row. Then you followed up a stick of your own, and the judges had the audacity to give you a 9.975 when it was just as good as the vaults before you. So I want to know, do you, when you did that vault, did you know, like, did you feel like it was perfect?
Honestly, I've seen tweets about it and I'm not really on Twitter that much. I didn't feel like it was perfect. No, but
Really?
it is. I guess if this is just me being critical of myself, my entry onto the table was kind of short and I feel as if one of my left foot might have scooted a bit. So when I saw the score, I was like, okay, good. Like it was, I didn't feel like it was perfect. It would have been nice to be thrown a 10, but I
Yeah.
want to be able to like feel confident in the skill that I do and the turn that I do and be like, okay, that's deserving of one.
Yeah.
So I guess when people hear this, they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, no way her foot moved.
Yeah, everyone's gonna go back and like zoom in and like I think it was perfect personally. If I was the judge, I would have given you a 10. Yes, I
Thank you.
agree. So in moments like that, when everyone is sticking and like you know that the judges are clearly like willing to throw out a 10, which they're not always willing to do, especially in the Big Ten Conference. So when you're in a moment like that, does that almost put more pressure on you to feel like you have to stick and like this is my moment? If I want a 10, like this is the time to do it. Like, how do you not get in your head about that?
100%, yeah, you feel that way. I remember at the end of the runway because the first three people literally stuck flawless vaults, and then it was me, Sierra, and Gabby left, and we all were just like looking at each other, like, what is going on? So yeah, there is that pressure of like, okay, everything's going great, like the stars are aligning, like what about me?
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of nerves at the end of the runway, but at the end of the day, at least for me, I was like, okay, I can't focus on doing a perfect vault just because my teammates did a perfect vault. Let me just go out and do my vault first and foremost, and then we'll see what happens. So yeah, there was an expectation of, okay, Naomi, it's not gonna look good if you don't stick. But at the end of the day, I was like, okay, that really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like this rotation will be amazing regardless of the outcome of the last three people.
Yeah. Well, kudos to you, because I would totally crumble if I, that was me. I would be falling. Yeah, I would be on my butt.
So funny.
So I want to ask you about the team's mindset. I guess the last two seasons, you guys had really, really strong seasons. And then in postseason, it didn't quite end the way that you guys were probably hoping that it did. So in moments like that, how does the team kind of like recoup, handle that disappointment, and then move forward from that?
At least for the team, I think one thing that we're good at is allowing ourselves to sit in it for a bit, but not too long. Because if you sit in your defeat for so long, then you allow that to consume you, and that might become your identity going into the next season. So at least for us, we all took a day, like right after regionals, to just, I guess, cry, cry, and just like, I guess, sulk or things like that. I don't even know. I'm trying to think of the right word, but,
Just let yourself feel it.
yeah, literally, just let yourself sit in the dirt. And that's what we did. And then after that, we're like, okay, failures are going to happen. What do you do with it? So after that, we went back into the gym and we're like, okay, so that happened. This is our reality. There's no changing the past. There's nothing we can do about it. We can't admit that, hey, that wasn't our best meet and it happened at the wrong time.
Yeah.
But instead of thinking about it, like I said, it's not going to change the past. What can we do to make sure that it doesn't happen again? And that means that we train with everything inside of us. We give our absolute 100% in everything that we do. And, we just put our hard work and everything out there on the floor. So it's not so much like I think you do have to allow yourself to sit in it and be like, okay, this is our reality. And then just move forward after that.
Going back to regionals this past season, did you guys know how close the meet was? I don't know if you or anyone on the team is like a scoreboard watcher, but did you have any idea that it was coming down to the wire and things were that close?
Not at all. No, we say stay in our bubble, stay in our bubble. So at least we try not to look at scores. There will always be that one person that's like, oh man, like
Right.
what's
Somebody on
going
the team
on?
knows.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't know. I think you can just like feel the shift in like the atmosphere as well. So once you
Yeah.
felt that, especially after vault, there was just like this feeling of ooh, like okay, wait,
Yeah.
that wasn't it. So it was just like this feeling of uncertainty. So I think I, at least for me, speaking for myself, I really felt that shift after our last routine on vault.
Well, and you guys did so well at regionals. It's not like you guys had a bad meet by any means. Like, you guys did do really well, and you qualified, Michigan qualified for individuals to NCAAs, yourself included. So, what was that experience like?
It was honestly the way I figured out was so funny. After that meet, we like went over to our parents, we're giving them hugs. I was hugging my mom, I was crying, and she was like, "Dad's gonna come to your meet in Texas." I was like, "Mom, what are you talking about? Like, you literally just saw what happened. There's no way any of that's gonna happen." She's like, "No, like you qualified as an individual." I was like, and in that moment, I was like, "You have got to be kidding me." Like, there's no way. Like, if I'm going to nationals, I want my team to be there. So in that moment, I was literally shocked, but I was also excited to have another opportunity for the end of the season. And I'm not going to say I wasn't grateful, because I was totally, I'm 100% grateful. But in the moment, I was like, wow, there's no way. There's no way. So yeah, figuring it out was so funny, because there was literally like tears in my eyes. And I was like looking around and looking at all my teammates, like crying, everyone giving each other hugs. So yeah, but after figuring out that I wasn't going alone, I was going with three other my teammates, it's like, okay, like one last hurrah, girls. One last hurrah.
Yeah, gives you a chance to go out on a better note for the season.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you've done a lot of stuff in your career that a lot of gymnasts would die to be able to say that they did in their career. Obviously, the NCAA team championship, but also, individual qualified NCAAs, two-time Big Ten champion, a part of too many program records to count. You've seen attendance records at Chrysler. I mean, so many incredible things. And you're going to be, a part of a history book page for Michigan that we're going to talk about and remember forever. So, going into your senior season, what are the goals and how do you continue to find new goals when you've seen and done so much in your career?
And I just love growth. And I know that no matter how much you accomplish, there's still more growing that I can do. So when I set my goals, I'm like, okay, yes, I was able to get this score, but what else can I fix in like the little details? So like on bars, my goal is always to flatten out that my cast handstand, because I'm not one of those queens that has a flat line. So I have to continually work on that. So that's a little goal, just to like, I don't know, make sure that my gymnastics is to the standard that I want it to be. And then yeah, just focusing on those little details, like where can I point my toe, where can I open my shoulders, where can I do this, where can I do that, where can I make sure that I turn a bad habit into a good habit, where can I change that habit. So like even now I'm working on fixing my backhand spring on beam, because I'm my backhand spring, they're not terrible. Miley was telling me they're not terrible. You just need to fix one little thing. So just really focusing on those little skill, on those little things, and then I guess that's where I will see, well, where I would be pleased with like the outcomes and being fine with the goals that I set, if that makes any sense.
No, totally. It does. What about team goals? And I know you guys obviously haven't probably had a chance to get together as a team and like actually talk about next season yet, but just right now at this point, like what would you say are some of the team goals for next season, at least in your opinion?
I mean, the obvious, everyone's team goal is to win an NCAA championship. But also, I think a lot of the goals, I mean, one big goal is like just within the team. So when things go bad, there are often times where like people are like, oh no, like what's gonna happen if like a meet isn't going our way? Like we sort of like, I guess crumble, but realizing, okay, if things go bad, remember to stay optimistic and remember like to trust the process and just stay in it, to stay present. So I think that's one thing that we're focusing on, is just staying present even when things won't go our way. And that's just not for me, but that's just for the whole season as well. And then goal is just making sure you're putting your best foot forward, making sure you're in the gym, just to, give yourself the best opportunity going into season, making sure you're lifting, just holding yourself accountable as well. So really making sure that you're giving 110% into the work that you're doing, but also making sure you're having fun with it. Enjoy it. It's your last
Right.
couple of years of gymnastics. Don't be too hard on yourself. Like if you make a mistake, I mean, in practice, be fine with that and adjust it, and just enjoy the time that you have doing the sport that you've done for so long.
Love it.
So, do you have any new skills that you're training that you want to have in your routine next year? Are you kind of just, like you said, refining and going back to the basics and all that?
Yeah, I started working a front throw to double tuck, so that connection pass, because I mean, I don't know if your heads went there, but two pass routines are so common now. And I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna switch to two pass whatsoever, but if the opportunity during season, if something doesn't go well and I have to switch, I want to be prepared for that. So training that, but all the rest of the events, it's just maintenance. Just maintenance. So
What about your floor routine for next season? I have to ask. It's obviously still early on, but have you started to think about like floor music wise, what you want to do? And because you're like one of our favorite performers on floor. So I just had to ask you this question.
that's so kind, thank you, that's so sweet. Miley, so she's in charge of our music, as you know, and we start working on that as soon as season ends. So a lot of us, I mean, even some of us already have like their finished product and are already getting their choreography. So
Okay.
yeah I have my music in already, and I'm just waiting for my turn to get it cut. So yeah, I'm super excited. It's still like the same feeling that I've had the last couple of years,
Right. That's
but
like your vibe. Like you got
it
to
is
stick
my
with
vibe.
it. Yes.
It is my vibe. So I've allowed it to be a staple in my collegiate career. So we're just gonna keep it that way.
I love it. And it's different than what other gymnasts are doing. It's not like that, I don't know, like stereotypical college gymnastics floor routine. It's
Yeah.
different, and you stand out for that.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind.
Yeah. So the last, well, I guess the last like big question we have, then we have some fun questions to wrap up, but you are part of the last group of athletes, last class of athletes, I should say, that will have the option to take a fifth year because of COVID. So I don't know if you are comfortable sharing, but of course we have to ask. Do you have any like thoughts or plans or hopes to take a fifth year, or are you kind of still in the deciding process?
Still in the deciding process, I'll tell you that, but I can tell you where my mind is at least. Yeah, the opportunity is phenomenal, at least to do another year of gymnastics, but also have a paid master's from Michigan. So that's very, very hard to pass up. I'm just going to put that out there. But it's just an amazing opportunity, and I'm not really one to pass up an opportunity, but I also have to see where my body is at the end of season, because season hasn't even started and it's a little too soon to make a definite decision, to make a definite answer. But don't worry, I'm still putting a lot of thought into it. Don't
Okay,
don't worry. It's something that I think about all the time.
okay, good. I just didn't want the answer to be flat out no, this is my last season. So we'll take that answer. Even if
Yes.
it's not a definite yes, we'll take that you're considering
Okay.
it.
Yeah. Definitely considering.
Okay, so to wrap up, we have a couple like random fun questions just for people to get to know you a little bit better. So this one is probably not really applicable to most of our audience, but it matters to us. What's your favorite restaurant in Ann Arbor?
That's hard. There are so many good ones. Do I
Feel
have to
free to
say
give.
one?
No. Please
No.
give, like,
Okay.
you can give 20, honestly. Go on.
Okay, good. Okay. I love Chipala. It's a Mexican restaurant. Have you guys been there before?
No.
No. Okay, you
I love
guys have to
Mexican.
know.
I'm not big. I'm
It's
Mexican.
like
She always gets mad at me because she wants Mexican and I'm like preventing her.
it's like the best of the best. I love it's so it's really really good, really good. Chipala, Frida Batidas. Have you guys tried that?
Yes, that's
That's
my favorite place. So good. She
so
swears
good.
by it.
I'm such a foodie, so I love anything food, as well as Mani. So it's Italian, if you guys like Italian.
Ooh,
We
love
do. What's it
Italian.
called? Mani.
Okay. I don't know if I've, is it downtown?
Yeah, it's like the fun thing about it. Okay, so I know one of you guys said that one likes Mexican, one doesn't. So Mani is Italian, and it actually has like a sister restaurant that's Mexican. So like if like one wants to go to Mani, one wants to go to, I mean, Isolita, I think it's called, go there.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the cool thing about it.
I love
What
that we can like
else?
divide and conquer, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And then compare and contrast which foods are better. What else do I like? I also like cooking myself,
I was just
so
gonna ask you that because I think it
I
was the other day, and I think it was a TikTok. You were making mac and cheese, and it looks so good.
Yeah, so yummy. I love cooking. Whenever I have free time, I like love looking for new recipes. And it's just a lot of people don't like it because they say it wastes a lot of time, but honestly, it's very therapeutic for me.
Yeah. Do you cook for your teammates?
I have, yeah, in the past. Right before a meet, I made pasta, and Carly and JC came over, and we ate it together. And we cooked the mac and cheese for actually Kaylin and JC and Farah and Ashley, everyone in their house. So yeah, I cook for them sometimes.
Love that. Okay, next question: who was your idol in the sport growing up?
Honestly, I have to say my sister, my older sister Faith. So she went to the University of Washington up in Seattle, and she how many years older? She's a couple years older than me. We'll just put it that way. I'm not going to do all the counting right now.
But we don't want to do that, do you?
No, it's fine. I'm full of energy. But yeah, just because we trained in the same gym and just being at different levels. I was a level 7 and she was a level 10. So just to be able to see her going to practice day in, day out, and like have that same grit and have that same determination, I've absolutely admired. And she had some hardships within the sport, and to see her overcome that was absolutely amazing. So she's definitely my biggest idol and someone that I look up to. And she's definitely my biggest fan as well. So I love her to death.
What about your favorite way to spend a day off?
Oh, that's so hard. Because I could choose like different ways. Okay, if I'm lazy, then I will stay in, I will take a nap, I will watch a movie. If I'm in the mood to be social, if my social battery is not low, then I love spending time with friends and family, and I guess cooking or just relaxing as well. And I enjoy going on walks, so I go on a walk or two and I just listen to music and stuff. But those were a lot of answers, but I could have just picked one.
No, that's totally fine. You have a whole day. You got to do multiple things. You can't just like do one thing the whole day.
Exactly. I'm also a big like Marvel nerd, so I watch any Marvel movie. Because those can, if you watch like 6 or even 3-4 of them, that's like your whole entire day. So
yeah,
I love that.
What about the hardest skill that you've trained but never competed?
A Takashi on bars. Yeah, I. It was funny, last season I went up to Sherm and I was like, Sherm, like I only know how to do one release, and that's my Ginger, and I want to learn something else. And he's like, okay, what do you want to try? I was like, to coach him. And so I didn't even get to the normal bar. This is how hard it was for me, guys. I was on like the bounce bar with the handstand, and I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. And there's one day we just had to call it quits, and Sherm was like, you know what? I think we are okay with the Ginger. I was like, I think we are too.
I was like, your Ginger's really good. So thank you. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I wanted to be versatile. You know, those gymnasts that can do like everything under the sun.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to do that. I want to be cool. That girl. Exactly. I want to be that girl, but I'm not that girl. And that is okay.
That's okay. So last question, obviously it's the end of the week. So what has been the best part of your week?
Ooh, best part of my week. I guess I have two. One, I DoorDashed myself DQ last night. So I got like a Misty Freeze. So it's like the slushy mixed with the ice cream. So good. And for all my gymnasts out there who think you can't eat anything bad, everything is good in moderation. So get yourself ice cream, get yourself candy, okay? We're human. So I have that. And then honestly, talking to my family and my boyfriend as well. I just love being able to talk to the people that I love and just spending time with them. So that's really the highlight of my week. And going to sleep. I love going to sleep at the end of the night. So I love myself some sleep.
Love that. Highlight of going to sleep.
Going to bed when the day is over.
That is the best answer to that question ever.
I love that. I had to keep it real. I had to keep it real.
Yeah, always keeping it real. We appreciate that.
I love that. What about you guys? You guys are interviewing me. Oh. What has been your favorite part of the week?
We're probably going to have the same answer. I feel like maybe not.
Probably.
Maybe I shouldn't speak for you, but we interviewed Kaya. She lives here in Michigan, but she competes nationally for Finland. She's committed to Missouri. So she's going to defer. So she's not going next year, but she'll end up being a Missouri gymnast. But yeah, she trains and lives here in Michigan. And we did a little like video interview feature thing that we're putting together now with her. So stuff like that always makes my day, just gymnastics stuff.
Yeah. I was going to say, for me, either that or this. I've been like so excited to talk to you. So
that's so kind.
Yeah, so I'm like, I was just really looking forward to this. So
we interview a lot of gymnasts, but whenever we interview Michigan gymnasts, it's like low-key our favorite thing.
Yeah.
We're doing something right. I love that.
So thank you for your time. We do appreciate it. I had no idea how busy you are right now. So this makes it even more special. So seriously, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I would totally, I will always carve out time from you guys. So you guys have been completely awesome for us and our program. So I just love the support that you guys bring us each and every year. So always, and don't ever feel bad. Don't ever feel bad.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're hoping to get to the gym sometime soon. Yeah, I think we were going to do like a facility tour because we do that for Inside Gymnastics. We go to like different college campuses and do like a tour and have someone like show around. So I think we were going to do Reina, but we might be in the gym soon for that. So either way, we'll be in the gym. You'll see us.
Either though, if you're a busy working girl.
I know. I literally, everyone practices in the morning and I have to go in the afternoon. So
yeah. Okay. So, wait, hold on. What's up with that? Why do you guys train so early? Is that like normal? Like, do you normally do that in the summer? I feel like the first year that I've seen like Sierra's posted on TikTok and it's like 7 a.m. and she's heading to the gym. And I'm like, why are you up this morning?
Yeah. So it's really dependent on people's schedules. So we have a lot of girls that are doing summer classes and depending, like their classes are either at like 10 or 11 and they go until 2. And so like no one really wants to practice really late. And I guess the only option is to do it earlier because our coaches have families as well that they have to attend to and we don't want to pull them from that. So it's just based off of people's schedules and that's where it ended up. It's not fun waking up that early, but once you're done, you're done. So you can't complain after that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess you do have like the whole day after that. Yeah. Well, going back to like that, you waking up at 5 a.m. or whatever, it gives you like so much more time in the day to like get stuff done.
It does. It does.
We want to say thank you again so much, Naomi, for taking the time to come on our show, especially with how busy your life sounds like it is right now with training and the internship and all that. So thank you so much for
giving us a little piece of your time.
Yes, we appreciate that so much. And also, I need to let you know that we did try Chipala. You would be proud of me. Well, I was bullied into it by some friends.
She was outnumbered because it was me and two of our friends, and we all wanted Mexican. So we were like, she was outnumbered, unfortunately.
I guess we'll try. And I have to say, I got a chicken quesadilla. It was huge and really, really messy, but it was good.
She said that it was the best quesadilla that she's ever had in her whole life.
That's a fact. So maybe there's a possibility I'll go back again, but it was pretty good. But next time we're doing Frida Petitos.
That's fine. That's fair. So thank you, Naomi, for the suggestion. We appreciate it and we will see you real soon.
So for the question of the week, we selected this one on purpose with this episode because we thought it would be fitting. Someone asked, what started your loving of Michigan? I've been a Michigan fan all my life, and I love Michigan gymnastics so much, too. Do you have a favorite gymnast in college out of everyone this past season?
I wonder if they mean on Michigan's team or just in general. I mean, I guess if I'm being fair, my favorite gymnasts usually are Michigan gymnasts, so it kind of works. But well, I guess to answer the first part of the question,
we obviously are from Michigan, and we live in Ann Arbor now, but we grew up in like a really small town about 40-ish minutes from Ann Arbor. Actually, we'd started off being just like gymnastics fans, more of like the elite side of things. We watched the 2004 Olympics, and obviously like Courtney Kupetz and Courtney McCool went on to do college gymnastics. And
we learned about that through Inside Gymnastics magazine, which is kind of crazy because now Ashley works for Inside Gymnastics magazine. But I remember reading one of the magazines back in like 2005.
That's how you found out about news.
Yeah, because we didn't have internet at our house. So like we would get our information from Inside Gymnastics.
Think back then, like, yeah, there was internet, but it wasn't like how it is now. It's not like people are on their phones and you can just go on Twitter and find out what's happening.
Oh, right. No. Internet existed. I'm just saying we didn't have the internet. Like me and Ashley had to like ride our bikes up to our local library to use the computer there that had internet.
We were so dedicated, but also still the internet wasn't like how it is now. But anyways, yeah, we got our news from, funny enough, Inside Gymnastics magazine. And we found out there that the Courtneys from the 2004 Olympics were doing college gymnastics at Georgia. So
we had no idea what college gymnastics was.
No, we knew nothing. But anyways, our mom was like, oh, well, there's like colleges around here. Like, why don't we look and see? So I'm pretty sure we went to the library and we looked up the schedule and we saw that Georgia was actually coming to Michigan. And we were like all for that. More so, I know this is going to sound really funny now in hindsight, like knowing how big Michigan fans we are, but we were actually there for Georgia.
Yeah, we went there because of the Courtneys. Like, that was why. Like, we were just so stoked to see them. So, of course, we were at Chrysler, but we were kind of rooting for Georgia because it had two of our favorite gymnasts on their team.
And I don't really remember like how it progressed from there, but we just kept going back and then we became Michigan fans.
And season ticket holders. Like yeah. I would from like 2011, I think on, or 2012 maybe, we've been season ticket holders ever since. So
I can't really explain like exactly how it happened, but we went from going to watch Georgia to giving the home team a chance, and here we are.
Because our families aren't really super big sports fans, so it wasn't like we grew up with our parents watching like Michigan football or anything like that. Like,
it didn't really matter. Like, no one really had an opinion on it.
Right. But then when we were old enough to start forming our own opinions, and of course, you know, going to gymnastics meets, Michigan was always a pretty good team. They weren't quite at the level, I would say, that they are currently, as in being one of the top, like, three teams in the country, typically. They were more ranked in, like, the 10th, that kind of region. But they were really good, and they had a lot of potential, and I think that we saw that potential in them. And so then I think, and I'm sure this is something that most people can relate to, but I feel like it's so much fun to root for, like, the underdog. You know what I mean? And to me, Michigan was always the underdog team, which is funny now because they ended up winning the national championship, and they've, again, been such a really top team for the last couple of seasons. But back when we first started, it wasn't like that. It was, Michigan was just, like, hoping to make it to the finals, to the Super Six. That was like the big goal for them.
Well, and they made it to the Super Six in 2011, which is like right around the time we started watching college gymnastics, and that was the only time that they made it to the finals at NCAAs until 2021 when they won.
Which is so it has been a journey for us Michigan fans for sure. They've made it to nationals I think like a couple times, but never actually making it to the finals our entire basically existence as Michigan gymnastics fans. So
winning in 2021 was quite the reward even for the fans.
Right, because like I said, it has been a long journey with a lot of ups and a lot of downs.
I think what also probably helped us become fans as well is just like we started going to Ann Arbor a lot for like this is gonna sound weird, but like even like medical things, like we had appointments, and or at least I did. Brittany was like the unproblematic child, so she never had any like issues that involved medical care.
I had no ailments.
But like I was at University of Michigan for like dental stuff. I had like a big facial surgery when I was younger, and I had a lot of appointments there. My surgery was done at University of Michigan Hospital, and we started going to the area a lot on top of gymnastics meets, and truthfully, this might sound like kind of corny, but we just like fell in love with the area.
Yeah. I distinctly remember being a kid with my parents. My parents are driving, obviously. I'm in the backseat, driving down Main Street in Ann Arbor and just being in awe. Because me and Ashley, like we said, we came from like a very small town. And so like
cornfields and trees and that's it.
Literally, our parents' house is surrounded by fields. I'm not even kidding you. So like to be driving downtown Ann Arbor and how like alive the city felt, and there was people all over the place, and there was music playing and like cool lights and murals on the walls, and it just felt like such a fun vibe that I distinctly remember saying like I want to live here someday. It's cool that we do now live here, but I just love Ann Arbor. I think there's so much that the city has to offer. It's considered to be one of the top college towns.
I like what Naomi said when she said that like she saw like the Michigan M on like the side of a garage. And, like, just, like, had this, like, feeling like she had to go to Michigan. And I'm, like, honestly, same, because
I relate to that so much.
I would see Michigan on, like, the side of a trash can and be like, oh, go blue.
Literally. No, I know. It sounds so cheesy. But I think anybody who's a fan of any team, like, for us, it's Michigan. But for you, it may be a different team. I think we all relate to that feeling. Like, once you find your team and that place that feels like home for you. And like Michigan always felt like home in my soul.
And it's definitely easier when like you live where that team is at. Like, of course, there's going to be people that are fans of like Florida or Utah or whatever, but like they don't live there. They're just like fans from afar. I think actually like being able to go to all the home meets, being able to go in the gym, and being able to like now that we're older and like with our jobs and stuff, like go like do interviews and like do these projects and like film things with the team.
You feel more involved, I think, that way.
Yeah. And I think it just like if you think my passion for Michigan is going away anytime soon, it's not.
No, truly. Like I always think this. It doesn't matter how the team does. when you're a fan at this level, you're like dedicated. You're always a fan. Like, it doesn't matter how good or how bad they do. I'm like diehard Michigan. Like, I'm just with them through it all. Because I just feel like that's how it is when you're like a true fan. Like, my love for them is not contingent on how well they're doing. It's because I love the school. I love Ann Arbor. I love the team. The girls are so, so nice to us. The coaches have been great and allowed us to, you know, pretty much come in, watch practice whenever we want. And I feel like that's something that, like, we wouldn't be able to do that anywhere else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess maybe if we lived there, but like, usually if we're going into a gym, it's we've for been something to like
other gyms and it's not the same.
No, I just, when I go into other gyms, I just miss Michigan. Like, I don't mean that in like a rude way. Like, you know, just Michigan feels like home to me. And it's like, those are my people. So like when I'm around other teams and they're like super, super nice and I love their facility and I love all these things, but I'm like, I can't wait to go home and like go to Michigan because I love them.
You're yeah. Like, I'm scheduling a visit from Michigan next week.
Literally.
But so anyways,
hopefully
yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, I think we're just trying to explain our thought process. It's hard to explain why you like the things that you like or why you are the way that you are.
Sometimes it's just a feeling.
Yeah.
But it definitely started with Courtney McCool and Courtney Kupetz. So we had to thank them for like bringing us to college gymnastics in the first place, because oh, we had no idea that it even existed.
I literally did. I don't remember if we've said this on the show before, but when we went to George's gym last summer, I literally, like, I couldn't help myself. I had to tell Courtney, like, you are the reason that I got into, first of all, college gymnastics, but really gymnastics in general. It was Carly Patterson, but also like Courtney McCool and Courtney Kupetz. Those were like my girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like ride or die for them back in 2004 and 2005 and like that whole era when we first started watching gymnastics. So when we went to Georgia and I like had the opportunity to like talk to Courtney, I'm like, I am so sorry. Like, I need to get a picture with you and I have to say this.
You're like, I understand that I'm supposed to be professional, but can I get a photo?
Literally. I'm like, you don't understand. Like, I need to get this photo. Like, this is my, like, this is for my inner child. Like, she needs this photo and she also needs to tell you that you're my idol.
So to answer the second part of the question, do you have a favorite gymnast in college out of everyone this past season? So I am glad you specified this past season, because I have no way that there's no way that I can pick a favorite like of all time, or just like when you open it up so broad like that, like I can't pick. But this past season makes it a little bit easier because my instinct goes to Natalie Wojcik, Abby High School, and Abby Brenner, and Nicoletta Kulos.
Honestly, the entire Michigan team. I literally cannot pick. I love all of them.
But I'm saying them specifically this past season because it was their final season of gymnastics and because they did so much for Michigan gymnastics.
Yeah.
So just like seeing them all have incredible seasons. And
of course, Brenner was at Utah, but like, she still is my girl. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It doesn't matter that she transferred. I'm like, you're still like, we got each other. Like, I love you.
Right. So if I had to pick, it's really hard to pick, but I would say them last season just because it was their final season and just like the last hurrah and like watching them all do their own things and see them doing so well and just so much love for that group. So
yeah, totally.
That would be my answer.
I would agree with that. If we had to pick somebody maybe outside of Michigan, who is your favorite non-Michigan gymnast?
I mean, this is kind of like really basic, but I would say Trinity Thomas. I mean, how can you not?
Yeah. No, I love Trinity. I think she's a super nice girl. I think that her, obviously, her gymnastics is amazing. And she's going to go down in history as one of the greatest college gymnasts of all time. So I think I'm always like, when I'm trying to like be in the moment and enjoy someone's gymnastics, I think about the fact that like we're watching history and like how grateful I am to even be a gymnastics fan in a time where someone like Trinity Thomas is doing what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's incredible. So
she's just fun to watch too.
Yeah. I would say her. I also really love Miley O'Keefe. Her gymnastics is like perfect to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's so much fun to watch on every single event. So I would also probably say her. If you have a question that you want us to answer in a future episode, we always have a link in the show notes down below to an anonymous submission form where you can send your questions. It can be about college gymnastics. It can be about elite predictions, thoughts, feelings. I mean, pretty much anything that you guys want to know. We take a question every episode and we answer it. So make sure you go check that out if you have a question that you want to be answered.
that does it for this week's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And of course, we have to say thank you again to Naomi for taking the time to come on our show. We had so much fun talking to you, and we are wishing you all the best going into your senior season. We also want to thank our Gold Level Patreon supporters. So a big thank you to ML, Megan W, Katie C, Casey, MSU, Kimberly G, Randy B, Amy M, Emily B, Kathleen R, Lucy S, Becca S, Blake B, Cookie Master, Faith M, Kristen R, Lori S, Sabrina M, Amy C, Erica S, Milan W, M, Derek H, Abby M, Martin, and Jasmine C. Thank you all for continuing to support our show each month at the highest tier level. We love you guys so, so much. You help make this podcast what it is, and we seriously cannot thank you enough for your support. So if you are interested in becoming a Patreon supporter, we have three tier levels ranging from $1 a month to $5 a month. And if you go to the Patreon link in the show notes down below, you can get a breakdown of the perks at each tier level, what you get for each tier and all of that. So we're trying to get better at posting more. I don't know, for some reason my mind wants to go to the word exclusive, but that's not the word I'm looking for. Just like more,
I mean, it's Patreon bonus, exclusive.
It's bonus content for Patreons. And we actually have quite a bit out right now. So we have a couple interviews in the works, which we're going to keep secret for now. But if you're a gold or silver Patreon, you can find out who they are in the app and ask questions.
Yes.
And then we also just released our thoughts on the Australian national champion Heath Thorpe not making the world's team. So if you're a gold level Patreon and you go to the app, you can hear our thoughts on that whole situation, because we have a lot of thoughts and it's really messy. Well, our thoughts aren't messy. What happened was messy.
But we don't really talk about men's gymnastics too much on the podcast. So we figured we have thoughts. Why don't we just record it and upload it as like a little bonus mini episode for our Patreon. So that's there. We've been doing a lot of early releases, so all the interviews we do, for the most part, we get it up a week early for Patreon. So if you're a gold level Patreon, you can listen to our interviews a week early before they're released to the public.
Sometimes they're video. We're trying to do a little bit more video podcasts. So we're kind of amping up the Patreon perks. So make sure, if you don't have the Patreon app on your phone, download it, because I feel like a lot of our Patreons, this is super nice. You guys like donate your money to us, but then you're not actually like using the app and getting the perks, and I'm like, please, like, get the app, like, at least like get something out of it,
right?
But anyhow, we thank you guys so much for your support and love, especially recently, so we appreciate it so very much, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Bye
bye.